offer does contain an opt-out clause for those cities and counties that wish to keep a fireworks ban. I'm Jim Boyd on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
This is 1460 KXNO Des Moines, an iHeartRadio station at KXNO.com and on your phone on the iHeartRadio app.
Get ready for Cyclone Fanatic Radio.
This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, brought to you by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. Now, live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here's Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Thanks, AD. You are listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
We got to get that changed to get your name on here.
Yeah, I'm Jared Stansberry.
Yeah, he's Jared.
I'm joined by Chris Williams and Brent Bloom. What's up, guys?
Hey, just ready to roll, ready to go. We're letting Jared host the show now, Brent. Are you okay with that?
He's earned it.
And then it's going to be you, and he's going to be bouncing stuff off of you. And we'll be like Wilbon and Kornheiser.
Now we're like the old guys.
Yeah, we are. Jared's swooping in here to the Carl Chevrolet radio program, and he's taking over, but I like it.
Just a reminder about the Wheeze Tees hotline.
There
you can call into tonight's show at 515-284-5966. That's 515-284-5966. You can call into tonight's show on the Wheeze Tees hotline. Wheeze Tees, your place to go for all your custom screen printing embroidering needs here in Ankeny, 306 South Ankeny Boulevard. Guys, obviously, the last time that the three of us were here, it was a little bit of a somber show. And then
you're not kidding.
Things definitely improved last week, and now I would say that we've maybe reached a new peak for the season with the win over Kansas. What would you guys say?
I would agree with that, Bloom. I mean, I feel like people are really, just by Twitter and the radio show and the Cyclone Fanatic forums, I feel like people are back on board. And I guess I would say they're maybe even a little higher spot, because I think when Iowa State was doing well earlier in the year, there was the Nazmi Trulong stuff. There wasn't a lot of faith in Prohm yet, because he hadn't really proven himself. But now I think you've seen Steve Prohm out-duel some guys in the Big 12. I think you've seen Steve Prohm defeat adversity and, you know, beat two top five teams in a row. So now I think there's more confidence because of that. That was the big unknown, and I think that that's been answered.
I remember 2 weeks ago we kind of had a come-to-Jesus session.
It's like a town hall meeting.
Calm down, everybody. It's going to be okay. And Iowa State could not have played better the next 2 weeks. They've won four straight games, and I'm going to tip my cap to Steve Prohm first and foremost, because what he's done the last 2 weeks, I don't think has gotten enough attention from the fan base. Obviously, the players are a big part of it, but what he did going into that K-State game, where they really changed the way they play against K-State. They slowed it down. They've been more efficient offensively. That has led to better job on the defensive end, and they're 4-0 because of it. I mean, they completely rearranged their style, and he won against Kansas and Bill Self without his 6'9 center for the final 10 minutes and with essentially George Niang as his five-man. And yet they were able to outscore Kansas by 13 points in the final 10 minutes. And the way they did that was because of the players. And Monte Morris has been unbelievable the last really all of conference season. George Niang has been superb. But what I like most about that Kansas game was the contributions they got. Deontay Burton, Matt Thomas hit monster threes, and then Abdul Nader has been terrific the past 2 weeks. And everyone's killing him 2 weeks ago, but now he's been really good. I don't think he's gotten enough attention either, but it's been the group effort. And if they can get Jameel McKay to buy in and be healthy, then this team is – everything's back on the table for them, and that's what's so exciting is they're a two-seed again. They're a two-seed in the NCAA tournament if the season ended right now.
Jared, you were at media availability today. Jameel McKay, how was his mood? He was very cryptic after the win on Monday, got everybody riled up after the game in the Pete Taylor media room.
Yeah.
All the scribes were stirring around. Oh, my God, what did Jameel just say? And then he goes on his little Twitter deal later. Now, what was he like today?
He seemed to be in much better spirits. Well, complete 180 from where he was, really, in that interview after the game Monday night, which it was – I first saw what he said, and I didn't see the video. But then once you saw the video, it changed everything because it was like, is this guy just saying things because he's frustrated and he doesn't really mean anything he's saying, or does he really mean this stuff? And then today it seemed like maybe he was backing off of it a little bit.
So he was back to being happy Jameel again?
Yeah. This is a weird note, but Jameel never makes eye contact with anyone.
Jameel doesn't?
Yeah.
I guess I've never really paid him.
Watch the video on CFTV.
Jameel is an interesting guy.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what the core of this whole deal is. If you remember his he's very cryptic on social media.
Right.
Bloom, do you remember the European trip?
Yep.
And we're all like, oh, my God, what's wrong with Jameel McKay? Is he alive? He was like about how his stomach hurt. And, like, we're like, oh, my God, what's wrong with this guy?
And after the Illinois game at the Emerald Coast Classic, remember he tweeted, I'm going home, and
yeah,
was back the next week.
You were there.
I was there.
I remember you telling me about how bizarre that
was. He is a very emotional player, and that's what makes him so good when he's on the floor, because he's high energy, everything's high, everything's fast-paced. It's great when everything's working, but that can be to his detriment when things aren't going well. He needs another game, though, where he just dominates, I think especially on the defensive end. Like, he could get a game where he blocks 5 or 6 shots like he did against
Oklahoma.
Against Oklahoma.
He had 4 blocks,
right, where he was locked in and everyone's back on the Jameel bandwagon. Let the offense come to him, and hopefully they need him, though. I mean, this is the thing. You cannot win with Iowa State without Jameel McKay consistently. You can't win 6 straight games in the NCAA tournament, which is the ultimate goal, without Jameel McKay buying in. You can get by with 10 minutes, and they did against Kansas. But don't think that this team is any better with Jameel McKay on the bench. They're going to need him. And they're going to need him soon. So he needs to realize this, though. At some point, it's either the light's going to come on, he's going to say, okay, I'm okay with where my role is, or the season's going to be over, and his college career is going to be over. So I think it's up to him. If he's healthy, and I don't know what his health status is, maybe that's the cause of all this. He's got to get over the Monte Morris and George Niang should have the ball 70% of the time in that offense. And he needs to just be a dunker and an alley-oop guy and be a defensive stopper first and foremost. If he realizes that, I would say it's even better.
Can't this be a lesson to all of us, though, the Abdul Nader situation? What's going on right now with Jameel McKay? We've seen it with Deonte Burton, where it's like these guys have one or two bad games, and everybody on the message boards and on social media just kills them. You know, oh, they're better off without Jameel. Go small all the time. No, you're better off with all these guys long term, because they're going to have their college kids in a long basketball season. You're going to have spurts, and you're going to have just like we've already seen with this team. You've seen it with individuals. They're going to be 2, 3, maybe 4 or 5 games where you're not going to win without a Jameel McKay.
We're so spoiled, first of all, by George and Monte, because they are as steady as college basketball players as you're ever going to see. And I think Iowa State fans maybe get the expectation that that's how everybody should be. They all should be at that level all the time. And it's just not realistic for everybody. You've seen Matty Thomas go through spurts where he's been awesome, and then spurts where he doesn't play very well. That's the majority of the time. And Jameel McKay is an even bigger roller coaster than most of those guys. But he's going to get back to that high level of play. And when he does, this Iowa State team will be pretty explosive.
And you have to keep in mind that if George Niang and Monte Morris are putting up 20 points like they did in the game against Kansas, you can't expect someone like Jameel McKay to get 20 points, because there's just not that many shots. There's not that many points to go around like
that. You're exactly
right.
That,
when those two guys are having such a big game, that can lead to some of those role players putting up smaller numbers.
I feel like you just described the first 2 years of Matt Thomas's career. The only difference is there were points in those where Matt, like, he didn't look the part. You know, you watched Matt out there, and he looked like he was deer in the headlights. But, like, he actually had a really good freshman season by just statistics. If you didn't watch the games, if you just looked at his box scores, like, he had a really good season.
Yeah.
But I think when Iowa State's putting up 80-some points a game,
right,
and, like, not everybody's going to average 12 to 15 points per game. And I think that's what Jameel needs to buy into. He's still a crucial part of this team, even if he's not averaging – he's still – dude, his stats
are really good.
He's still averaging 13-9 right now. So, like, he's just got to buy into his role right now. And that it doesn't have to be dropping 20 a game like he was doing early in the year against mid-majors.
Well, and how many really good teams do you see that have 3 or 4 guys that are scoring 20 points a game? There aren't very many. Most of them have 1 or 2 guys that are up in that 20 to 15 point range. And then after that, it tapers down into that, you know, 12, 11, 10, 9 area. And the really good teams have that balance, and Iowa State has that balance 1 through 7. So that,
and I think haven't we learned by now that Steve Prohm really does prefer a 7-man rotation?
Yeah,
because he's got 8 guys who could play right now, but he doesn't want to.
Well,
it's two are
essentially the same.
Yeah,
Ashton and Cook are basically the same.
But I would argue one's a better defender.
And how that's big why is, that one's playing right now.
How big is Kansas's rotation at this point? Bigger than that.
What about Oklahoma?
Yeah.
And Oklahoma is like one more guy.
Okay, fine. No.
But they play 8.5.
8.5?
Yeah, they got a guy that
who's
like,
the half?
Didn't Jill Walker or whatever his name is comes? He plays occasionally.
Okay.
But you're right. Iowa State has proven now. They can win with 7. They can beat everybody in the country with the 7 they have. Okay, Naslong's not playing. Okay, forget about him. This 7 can still win the Big 12, can still win the Big 12 tournament, can still make a run in the NCAA tournament. I think we focus so much as Iowa State based on the expectations for this team of what they don't have. Mm-hmm. Instead of focusing on what they do have, and that's arguably 2 All-Americans right now playing at an insane level. And if George Niang and Monte Morris are going to be this good, this consistent, there's not a better twosome in America right now. And yet Iowa State fans, right, I think we want to focus on Jameel McKay's lack of playing time and defense and offense.
Because we're human beings and we're obsessed with negativity.
Maybe that's what it is, but it's amazing to me that Iowa State's won three of the top 5 teams, and yet we don't have the same buzz for this Iowa State team as maybe the past 2 years.
Is it because Iowa's doing well?
I think that has something to do with it.
I mean, I'm not saying like the Cyclone media, but like the media in general.
Just the attention from the general state of Iowa isn't the same.
Yeah. I don't think like we're covering Iowa State any differently, but I would say where in the past, if you have one Iowa State team that's in the top 25 and Iowa's like trying to get on the bubble, Iowa State would demand more coverage. But now you've got 2 top 15 teams, 1 in the top 5. Or that's probably even things out a little bit.
I agree. But let me ask you guys this. If I ask you this in November, has this team lived up to expectations?
To me, absolutely.
I'd say so, yeah.
But keep in mind, I picked them 3rd in the Big 12 in my preseason poll. And I got killed for it by a lot of people.
What would Joe Average Cyclone say as this team? See, and that's what's weird to me, because the expectations were they're not going to lose a game. And, I mean, this team has beaten some great teams this year. They're having one of the better seasons of all time, and yet
they've beaten 3 teams
kind of
in the current top 5.
And nobody's gone undefeated since 1979. Like, let's keep that in mind. Of all the college basketball teams in the last 40 years, nobody's done it.
Jared, what about you? How would you answer that? Have they lived up to your expectations?
I'd say they're about right at where I would have expected them to be. And, I mean, coming into Big 12 play, I made it pretty well known that I thought there'd be 5 or 6 losses for the Big 12 champion. So at this point, that's going almost exactly as I expected it to. Really, mm-hmm. The only thing is I don't know how many more games Oklahoma's going to lose, but I kind of said that same thing about Kansas a month ago, and look how that worked out. But
yeah, it's interesting times we're in right now with the Big 12. I tell you what, did you watch the game last night? I mean, Baylor is what they are.
Yeah.
Like, I think, we're going to talk about
the
Big 12 here coming up.
Strange group.
But, like, even like Oklahoma State, who I don't think anybody really believes is very good, right?
Right.
Like, you go to Galgariba, it's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. We'll get to that. Before we move on to that portion of the program, I want to give a shout-out to my friends at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center. So I was at the Jason Aldean concert a week ago, and you guys were filling in for the program. This was a week ago right now, and I bumped into old Doc Nicholson.
How about that?
Yeah, Doc Nicholson, my guy, and he told me that a ton of Fanatics have been coming in to get their physicals. Dudes. Which is key, because most, like, 30-year-old guys don't think, oh, I should go in and get a physical. I'm completely healthy. Oh, really? Are you? Until they come back and tell you how you're fat with your cholesterol and it sucks and you've got all these triglyceride issues and all this crap like they did me. So now I'm having to go to Jack Whipper's CrossFit and I'm trying to whip my fat butt into shape. So I'm telling you, the point of going and getting the physical, knock it off before you get fat, and because you don't want to die early, right, Brent? Do you want to die early?
I'd rather not.
I don't want to die early. And then you can find stuff before it turns into a big deal. Go and hit him up. My guy, Doc Mickelson, He's here at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center in Ankeny. That's the one I go to, but they've got the all the metro locations. Go to iamenscenter.com.
You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. We'll be right back after these messages.
Find new roads in 2016 at Carl Chevrolet, where bigger is always better for you. As we come off a record-setting year, now is a great time to experience Chevrolet, the most awarded car company in 2015. And at Carl Chevrolet, you're always going to get bigger selection, bigger savings, and the best service with award-winning customer satisfaction every step of the way. Right now, take advantage of just announced bonus tag cash with $1,000 off most new Chevy models. That's in addition to the great sign-and-drive offers on the all-new Cruise LT and Malibu LT. Whether you're a longtime Carl Chevrolet customer or new to our showroom, don't go anywhere else to buy your new Chevy, because at Carl Chevrolet, you matter. Carl Chevrolet, I-35, exit 90 in Ankeny at The Rock.
Your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday. Forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number. 330-2930. Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman down on 94th Street to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team? Baseball, hockey, whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search-for-the-flag-you-want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. Jared Stansberry, Chris Williams, and Brent Bloom. We're going to talk about the Big 12.
Oh, I thought we were going to the GOP debate.
Some breaking news, first of all.
Breaking news?
Former Iowa State Cyclone Bryce Dejon Jones, not arrested, will make his first NBA start tonight. How about that for upset of the century.
He's starting?
He's starting tonight with a
10-day contract?
Yes.
That's how bad the Pelicans are.
Bryce, BDJ?
BDJ is starting. He didn't even start for Iowa State.
Now what? So
he's starting for the Pelicans.
I just bought some new headphones, you know, when I'm at the station. What do you think BDJ approves? I mean, he's into the loud music. So
he's a starter. Hey, he's an NBA starter to you now.
Yeah,
he can play
NBA starter.
His music can be as loud as he wants.
You need to tweet that. The masses need to know.
Oh, they know. It's been tweeted.
Oh, okay. Hey, before we go on to the Big 12, we got to go to the Wheeze Tease hotline real quick. I'm told that we have a very special guest, friend of the program, friend of mine and Bloom's, my big brother, Papa Bear, Ben Bruns, is on the Wheeze Tease hotline. Hey, Ben, what's up?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well played.
How are we doing?
So what are you all – you're all riled up about something. I just looked at my phone, and I had, like, six text messages. What's going on?
So this idea about the buzz about the Cyclone basketball, I think the buzz is there. You know, I think maybe the thing is we've been burned before because we've seen this team in past years, you know, lay down to a Texas Tech. But do you guys get that vibe this year? Because I don't. I get the vibe this year that they're not going to lose that game. They understand. They've learned those lessons from the past. What's your take?
I totally agree. I feel like it's being around the guys. It has more to do with like being around the practices and seeing them away from the court. They seem a lot more mature to me than they did even a year ago. I think that. And it starts with George, and I feel like they've got three guys, Ben. They've got George, Monte, and Matt Thomas, who are just rock solid. You know exactly what you're going to get from them every time out. Maybe not in a box score, but as far as effort, as far as composure, all of that. And I feel like I truly do feel like, and I'll let Brent kind of comment, I feel like the lesson has been learned. I feel like that's finally gotten through to them.
Look at – so I'll, two things here. One – people would say, well, this group lost you and I. But you and I goes 13 of 21 from three, and that's going to happen. If somebody makes 13 of 21 on you, you're probably going to lose. That's basketball. It happens. But you look at that TCU game last Saturday, Iowa State probably had a C effort, but still won the game comfortably. George Yang played probably his worst game of conference. They didn't get much. They turned the ball over 20 times, and they still won by 13 points. And I think that's what shows the growth of this team is in the last 2 weeks – they figured out that what's going to work in the long run. And I bet I agree. I think this team, you know, they might lose a game at a Texas Tech. I think Tech's better this year, for one, but they're not going to – I don't think this team's got a UAB ahead of them for sure.
It just seems like they have learned the championship mentality, not just the win when people think that you're no good. Right? They've always been a good underdog. It feels like as you guys said earlier, they've got a chance to do something special because they actually have grown up. And that's what I was looking for out of them. And I think that's the same thing that disappoints people about Jameel McKay, right? So, Jameel, here's this great opportunity ahead of you. You've got a season. And hopefully he figures that out in time. And certainly he's banged up. I'm sure of that, man. I know what it was like playing sports. You're going to have stuff that hurts, but – you're exactly right. You get one chance at this thing, and hopefully that lesson sinks in because I like where they're headed.
Ben, I got a question for you, and it centers around the Jameel McKay thing. So when you played, Twitter didn't exist. Facebook didn't exist. I'm not trying to date you, big guy, but it's a fact.
And
I feel like these kids, these student-athletes, young men and women, It's in that sense, it's more difficult for two reasons. One, man, I made a lot of dumb decisions when I was in college. I'm glad Twitter didn't exist. Two, man, like, you know, if you're out doing something you shouldn't be doing at a house party or a bar, and it's such a 24/7 news cycle world that we live in, and these kids are rock stars on these campuses. One, look at the kid down at Missouri. One video of him from 2 years ago just got him kicked off the football team. And so I guess my question to you, Ben, is, man, like how careful do these kids have to be? And more importantly, what I've always been curious is how much education do you know? Because I know you talk with recruits and stuff like that. I mean, how much emphasis is put on that these days?
Well, I can tell you there was a ton of emphasis put on conduct and the microscope that you're under when I was at Iowa State, and that was before all the social media stuff exploded. So you can guarantee that the training that every school is putting out there for their kids these days is significant. But I want to go back to your point earlier about what do you say on Twitter. Man, I made mistakes on Twitter last year. I probably made mistakes last week. You know, I just think it's...
I do it every day.
It's a real challenge, right? And, you know, to then put the emotions of college athletics and the stress associated with it. People don't really understand the stress, you know, how hard this is. And I think as Iowa's basketball team continues to have success as the year goes along, the stress level is going to rise to a point where it really gets to be noisy. Right now, it's cloud nine because nobody expected you to be this good. But all of a sudden, expectations change. And Iowa State walked into that at the start of the year. And it's a challenge. And I agree, it's hard to figure out how to deal with it. I think the thing that Iowa State fans want from a Jameel McKay is just play hard. You know, just give us everything you got. And whatever that is, it is. But that's the Iowa State way, and that's the opportunity he's got in front of him. And, you know, George was smart to shut it down on social media.
Yep.
And just go win each day.
Ben, while we have you, quick thoughts on the first, month and a half of the Matt Campbell era for Iowa State.
Yeah, I tell you, the more that I've seen from Coach, and I've spent about an hour with him in person, at breakfast with him a while back, shortly after he started, the more I think he brings to the table some of the best attributes of our last three head coaches. I think he's got the mastery of how important community is and how hard it is to build a program that Coach McCartney had, and how important it is to bring in-state kids in as your soul, to be open to local coaches. I think he's got the recruiting chops of Gene Chizik, because let's face it, we recruited some really good players that are in the NFL
yep.
today under Coach Chizik. And I think he's got the moxie and willingness to throw the dice that Paul Rhodes has. And, you know, I think those attributes, what we don't know right now is what's the downside, right? What's his weakness? Because we haven't seen it. But I'll tell you, I think we're way further down the road from a recruiting perspective than we could have hoped to be in a transition year like this. And I think everybody that has met him and I've talked to says the same thing. He is solid. And they just like him, and they want to be around, and they want to see him succeed. But they also know that he's got a plan and an energy that's really compelling. What's you guys' take?
I don't think you can say much better than that.
I don't have much more perspective than what Ben could just offer, but I do know that I loved Paul Rhodes. I got a lot of flack even when Paul and the staff was losing for continuing to be a Paul Rhodes guy, and I was unapologetic about it. However, the one thing I didn't care for with that regime was I thought that they were dated in recruiting. I thought that their approach with the not all of them, mm-hmm. but the social media, the like for instance, this new staff has a staff member whose job is to create
design.
Graphics
right.
for Twitter and for social media. And it's really difficult, I think, for some of the old guard to understand why that would be a big deal, being a guy who talks to the guys who are 18. And I think Jared here can attest to this even more. You know what? There are kids who will choose a school because of their uniforms.
Absolutely.
There absolutely are. And for most kids, that's not going to be the sole purpose. But a lot of them factor it in. And just... Ben, that's where I'm just been so impressed is I feel like, and I don't want this to be construed as a shot at Paul because I love that staff and I'm gonna keep in touch with those guys forever. However, I do feel like the staff, I feel like the whole program's just gotten a lot younger, and I think that
I don't know, maybe I'm coming at it because I'm 31 years old and perhaps because I've never been in the trenches like you, I pay too much attention to that stuff. But to me, that's where I've been the most impressed.
But here's another thing I want to juxtapose exactly everything you just said about. In his first meeting with those guys, he walked in the room and he said, guess what? 31 guys didn't go to class today. Tell me why it is 31 guys didn't go to class today. And I've got the list right here. And, you know, there's an old school, you do what it takes to do things the right way, and it starts with going to class, and it starts with doing this and that and the other thing that are what it takes to build a program. And that's the stuff that we saw and learned from Coach McCarney. You know, it doesn't matter what people see on game day if what you did during the week wasn't good, because the results are gonna be obvious. It doesn't matter how hard you play on Saturday if you didn't prepare, you know, 6 months ago. And those are the kinds of things that get me excited. And then you couple that with a bunch of young talent and excitement and energy. I hope we get dangerous in a hurry.
I'll back that. Yeah. I'll back that.
Appreciate
Ben,
the call, big man.
It's always a pleasure.
Yeah.
You know, I was enjoying you guys so much on the radio. I had to flip you a little bit of a hard time via text, and then Blimmy's like, "Hey, call in." So. Good.
Hey, and next time, just jump up here to Benchwarmers, and we'll grab a beverage.
Good call.
All right, see you, big guy.
Ben Bruns on the Wheeze Tees hotline. That was a nice surprise. So we derailed you. You did all this nice prep on Big 12 basketball, Jared.
But, okay.
Man, I mean, anytime I feel like you can get Bruns' perspective,
I feel like it's something
you got to do.
Some nuggets there, too, if you read between the lines. That was good.
Like what? What did you take from that? Like, in case somebody out there in Radio Land didn't pick up on the nuggets, what's the number one thing you took from what Ben Bruns had to say?
That Matt Campbell, I think, is impressive enough that he's reached out to a guy. We know this. He's already reached out to Sage.
Correct.
Reached out to Bruns. And
which is smart.
It absolutely
I do know.
Stuff like that gets by. That's what Gene Chizik never did, I think. I mean, I'm maybe speaking a little out of turn here. But he didn't quite embrace Iowa State, I think, as much as Matt Campbell and the staff already has, and that's going to buy him a lot of buy-in from everybody else. That's something Chizik did not do, and I think that's what undermined him at the end. It looks like Matt Campbell wants to be here, and that's a big deal to Iowa State fans.
Jared, being a Nebraska fan, and you are, and we don't hide that because we keep it real here, that was the one thing I remember from the Bill Callahan era that absolutely crushed him. Mm-hmm. He didn't win.
Yeah,
however,
yeah.
If you don't win and everybody hates you, including your alumni at a school like Nebraska, and I do, that's one thing I've noticed, it seems to be very welcoming to former players.
Yeah.
And Iowa State does not have that type of tradition. I'm not trying to pin it up against Nebraska. However, we got a lot of really great players that played up there at Jack Trice Stadium, and I think having those guys out, like you're seeing, tweeting about the program, supporting the program, they're not going to do that unless they feel welcome.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, speaking back to the thing with Callahan, I mean, he said some not very nice stuff about a lot of guys that were Nebraska legends, guys like Tom Osborne. And yeah, he said some really, really not nice stuff about
God,
Tom Osborne.
A jerk.
Yeah, but and then
he was just so rude all the time.
Why did they hire him in the first place?
No idea.
Who thought that was a good idea?
Do
you know they had a chance
Jared,
to hire?
Jared probably had a Bill Callahan poster in his
Which
room.
You better believe I did.
I won
the Big 12 North one year.
Okay, oh, God.
Yeah, well, that's
Iowa
like,
State
oh,
tied for the Big 12 North. Give me a break.
Did you know, as a Vikings fan, who won the candidates that year? I just
Vinny
learned
Green?
This. No, Mike Zimmer.
Mike Zimmer was a candidate
for interviewed
that job?
For the same year they hired Callahan.
Really?
Zimmer almost took the job. He turned it
wow.
down.
I could tell you guys this. As a Viking, I've never – I'm notorious for telling my dad – multiple times, I'll never see the Vikings play in a Super Bowl. I won't even see them play in one. Not necessarily win one. They will never play in a Super Bowl in my lifetime. I've said that over and over again. I feel like Zimmer's the guy that leads them there now. I didn't think we were capable of getting an elite coach. I think Zimmer is an elite coach.
Can Zimmer kick a field goal?
We're going to hopefully talk Big 12 basketball after the break. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life,
Carl Chevrolet on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Admit it. You judge a sports bar on three key criteria: TVs, food, and wings. Consider this our entry into the category for best wings. Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill here. Our wings are flame broiled to sear in that juicy flavor, generously lathered in our signature homemade sauces. Barbecue?
Sure.
Buffalo?
Of course.
But how about garlic jalapeno, sweet bourbon, or Caribbean jerk to go along with 11 other originals you'll only find at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill?
You just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
We've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flagpoles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
The Man Cave, manly traditions, poker night, watching football games, getting away from life. The place you can relax because it's yours. Performance Concrete Polishing is the nemesis of boring concrete. You dream it and we'll create it. Colorants, logos, or sports themes. These floors are easy to clean and light reflecting. Be unique and create something to be envied by your buddies. Find us at PerformanceConcretePolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring concrete.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Your home for Iowa State women's basketball is right here. This is head coach Bill Fenley on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, Jared Stansberry, Chris Williams, and Brent Bloom. Chris, you have a little something.
Well, there. I got two things here quickly. One, we're doing a game watch right here at Benchwarmers at 1 o'clock coming up on Saturday. The Benchwarmers, or the game watch last week was at Thunderhead. That was fantastic. We had a really good time. We also have a big event coming up at Thunderhead. February 11th, we're going to have our annual Cyclone Fanatic recruiting party. February 11th, that is the date. We'll have a lot more stuff out promoting that, but
It's legit now. Like we've got it set in stone. 6 o'clock, February 11th. You got something, Blue?
No, I went to the game watch Saturday. I'll be there again here on Saturday. It was a great crowd.
We've got the whole back, like the party room.
Oh, this is gonna be perfect.
Yeah, that's just Cyclone Fanatic game watch coming up on Saturday.
We sat with a couple Fanatics for the second half. Had a couple beers.
Good
it was a great time.
Good time.
Great time.
Also, quick shout out to my guy Mark Charter from now it's called Charter House Iowa. Charter House Real Estate. See, I got to get it figured out. I've been saying Mark Charter Real Estate for like 3 years now.
What is the official name?
Charter House Real Estate. He's got his new website up. It's actually beautiful. CharterHouseIowa.com. That's CharterHouseIowa.com. Wow. Charter started his own deal. He's on his own now.
He's big time now.
Yeah, he is. He's
well, he already was big time, but now he's really big time.
Yeah, he is flying solo.
It's like LeBron having his own agency. You know, eventually he's like, if I'm the man, why do I need to pay the man?
Correct.
I'm already the man.
So it's CharterHouseIowa.com. Check it out. Mark Charter, Charter House Real Estate. All right, a little Big 12 basketball now?
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned it earlier in the show, Chris, but Mr. Sweet 16 and his Baylor Bears, Scott Drew, somehow are still tied with Oklahoma and West Virginia atop the conference.
Well, do you buy Baylor? Because I buy Baylor is like 4 or 5 in the league, but there's – I don't know, Jared. I don't – and we all know my love for Scott Drew, but I don't trust their guards enough to give them that type
they're, to me, they're that team that is – they're going to hit a spurt where they go through a 2 or 3 game losing streak and where a lot of the shots that have been falling for them recently, just they're just not going to fall. And it seems like they kind of go through one of those streaks almost every year. And it seems like they're just due for one here in a little bit. Things have been going right for them a lot.
Bloom hates Baylor. What
I
do. Think?
I do hate Baylor. And yet they – run this amoeba defense, and it just
what Mr. Sweet 16's coaching. You're not going to give it any credit.
It's not because it's not schematic. It's just like five guys running around, and it's so random.
Well, somebody's got to tell them to run around.
It's so random that the offense doesn't even know how to adjust to it.
So it sounds like a pretty good scheme.
No, because but they don't know what they're doing.
If nobody can adjust to it, then I mean, what's bad about it?
It's just I watched that Oklahoma State game yesterday. And I'm going, okay, Oklahoma State's going to win. They're clearly more organized. Baylor was throwing the ball around.
Now you're going to start giving Travis Ford coaching accolades?
Over Scott Drew, yes. And yet, Baylor still won because there's like a deal with some mythical figure that Scott Drew has made. I don't know what he's done.
Mr. Sweet 16.
I agree with you. I think they're the fifth best team in the Big 12, and yet there they are because, one, and that loss is going to kill Iowa State at the end of the year because – Iowa State should be tied with them right now, or ahead of Baylor. But when you look at the end of the year, when Oklahoma's going to be 14-4, 13-5, Iowa State, I think, might end up one game short.
Who's
it's
Oklahoma
going to lose that Baylor
five
loss.
Games to, though?
Well, they've lost two.
Yeah. But they've lost at Kansas in three overtimes and in Hilton.
Yeah, that's true. And they just hammered Baylor down there. I don't know.
They'll lose at West Virginia.
They'll lose.
Slip out.
They're probably 14.
Have they gone on the road to Stillwater yet?
No.
Yes. No. Yeah, they beat
them.
They
beat
them by 5.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's okay.
I feel like, and they won at Baylor.
Yeah.
They'll lose two more.
I think they'll lose two more games.
They're 14-4, and you're your Big 12 champs.
Iowa State's going to end up 13-5, and that loss to Baylor is going to haunt them for a long time. Because Scott Drew plays that amoeba zone that they don't even know what they're doing. They don't even know what they're doing, and it confuses everybody.
I think Iowa State wins at Baylor.
Okay.
I hope they should.
What about
rewatch that Iowa State Baylor second half? You'll just get mad.
Yeah.
Because that game was over, and then they just whatever.
I had a horrible streak of sports in that like 48 hours.
That was a bad weekend.
So I had Iowa State Baylor, but I covered, and then I may or may not have had the Bengals in the money line.
Oh no!
When they just totally melted down against the Steelers.
That was also the laxative day, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's when I found out that I've been taking a laxative for the last year. And then I may or may not have...
We don't have no time for that story.
Had the Vikings in the money line when Blair Walsh missed the 27-yard field goal.
And you were there.
Right.
And I was there in sub-zero temperatures. All right, sorry to derail the segment.
The other team that I guess we haven't really mentioned is West Virginia. I mean, what... Is it kind of along the same lines as
they're
Baylor?
Better than Baylor. At least they know what they're doing from a system standpoint, and their system isn't pretty. But
Baylor has better players.
Baylor does have better players, but They're not as.
What has Bob Huggins done that Mr. Sweet 16?
Well, they
has?
Run that.
Press for Final Four.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They won that.
Not there.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, yeah, they did.
You 2010. They beat Kentucky.
Yeah, they did do that.
In the Elite. That was the John Wall team and DeMarcus Cousins team.
And they got beat. Or who was the guy that, Butler? Wasn't that his last name that was really good on that team?
Deshaun Butler.
Yes.
Good memory, young fella.
He got tore his ACL in the Final Four.
This is why Stansy's in the one chair.
Well done. Yeah, they then they got just humiliated by somebody in semi.
Butler tore his ACL.
Yeah, he was hurt.
But
somebody beat him up. That was
2010, yeah.
They press and they cause chaos, and that works for the people that have them. They play 10 guys. And
they could wreak havoc on Baylor's guards.
They could, and I that'd be a fun game to watch. Mm-hmm. I think Iowa State, West Virginia on Tuesday, that's a big game in Ames, barring this snowpocalypse that we have coming next week.
It's gonna real?
It's real.
Like, how much snow are we really going to
get? We're talking almost a foot with 45 mile an hour winds.
Wow.
Holy
crap. It's going to be ugly.
Will they
prepare accordingly. I think that if it's as bad as it could be, I think they will cancel it.
What in the hell is going on? What does Bernie Sanders think?
It's a big. Well, at least the caucuses won't be impacted much. But Tuesday to Wednesday.
What if that would hit on Monday?
Oh, it'd be horrible for everybody. It's not going to hit Monday. It's going to start around midnight on Monday. And Tuesday, next Tuesday, everybody, just plan a day off because you're not going to be working.
Well,
you've got the Bloom seal of approval to take Tuesday off right now.
That'll be good because the West Virginia press is the subject of my next film room.
Okay,
but see, West Virginia,
Stansy's film room sessions, man.
West Virginia
sick.
Might get into town on Monday because everyone flies early. So they'll get into town Monday night. I'd be curious if they hold that game next Tuesday, but keep an eye on it. Be careful out there.
Your film room was fantastic on Texas A&M, by the way.
Thank you.
Is that this? Can we talk about that now?
We can talk about it after the break.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
More Texas A&M talk after the break. You're listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, CycloneFanatic.com is proudly sponsored by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And let me tell you, that store in Clive has everything you need to create the kitchen of your dreams. They've got top-rated appliances, flooring, and coming soon, even cabinets. There you will find everything you're looking for, more than 100 options of refrigerators, ranges, and also dishwashers. They carry the brands you trust with all of the features and colors to perfectly complete that kitchen of your dreams. It's all in one store, Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street.
First impressions, they're so important. What does the curb appeal of your home say to your friends or future potential buyers? Is your driveway, patio, or front porch ugly and boring? Performance Concrete Polishing can create a beautiful new look for your exterior and interior concrete surfaces. Colors, designs, engraving, artwork, there are endless possibilities. Start enjoying concrete surfaces that are durable, easy to clean, and always shiny. Find us at performanceconcretepolishing.com. Performance Concrete Polishing, the nemesis of ugly, boring. Concrete.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars.
3. Your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
You know we've got the wing and burger game down, but if you haven't yet tried our Thunder Pie pizzas from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill,
you're missing out.
Ken here, thick and chewy crust, absolutely loaded with an eye-popping,
taste bud intimidating
amount of toppings and ooey gooey cheese. Our Thunder Pies check in at about 5 pounds each.
We rock it then too.
Don't settle for frozen.
Don't settle for bland.
Thunder Pies at Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill.
You just been hungerstruck.
Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill, Ankeny.
This is Iowa State Athletics Director Jamie Pollard, and you're listening to Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO.
It's the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station 1460 KXNO. Jared Stansberry, Chris Williams, and Brent Bloom. We're going to talk Iowa State's trip to College Station Saturday afternoon. Guys, I watched a couple Texas A&M games here in the last couple of days, and I've come away really impressed with this team.
You love the Aggies.
Yes. They're so unselfish in the way they play. I mean, they're kind of like Iowa State was in the Hoiberg years, where they'll give you a lot of – or they'll end up with a lot of assists on their field goals, and, they're going to get up and down, and then they're going to defend. They're one of the best defensive teams in college basketball, I think number 6 by KenPom defensively. So – you know, you couple that with some really explosive scorers and Jalen Jones, Daniel House, and Tyler Davis, and you've got to mix for a pretty good team.
I think that I guess the one hole I see in Texas A&M, in full disclosure, I watched them play last night.
They lost to a 10-10 Arkansas team on the road.
And they lost, and I went and, you know, did some statistical research, whatnot. I don't know how good of a shooting team they are. I feel like we may see more of this Iowa State zone on Saturday. You're nodding your head in agreement. I mean, that's the one thing that just screams to me with this basketball game.
Especially if Jameel McKay is limited whatsoever. And Iowa State, with the size A&M has and athleticism, this is going to be tough to guard them straight up with Davis. But Davis is a freshman. He's Texas Mr. Basketball last year. He's a future NBA player. He's a big dude, man. He's like 6'10", 265, and those are the types of big guys that have given McKay problems in the past. I think Iowa State's going to zone. They don't really have a knockdown shooter. House can shoot a little bit. Jones.
Yeah.
Jones can shoot a little bit, but they're not great. I think if Iowa State wants to hang around, that's what they have to do. And it's a good defensive team, but Iowa State's a great offensive team. And I think it's going to be a fun matchup. What people don't realize is Billy Kennedy, their head coach, was Steve Prohm's mentor for 10, 15 years.
Prohm lived in his basement.
Yeah, they're as close as any two coaches in America. So that'll be a fun matchup, and really, it's a win-win situation for Iowa State. Even if they lose down in College Station, it's not a big deal. I mean, it doesn't hurt them much at all, and it doesn't hurt them in the conference race. So it's kind of a fun game in the middle of conference play, just to reset things and see how you fare against a top 10 team. I don't think A&M's a traditionally top 10 ranked team. This year's a little goofy with the parity in college basketball, but they're still very, very solid.
Yeah, definitely. The thing that I would say, the only thing that would really worry about me if Iowa State goes to a lot of zone, is they play Jones in a lot of that undersized four position, and I could see them getting into that high post area, and then you put Davis down kind of running on the baseline, and he is so good at using that 6'10", 280 frame that he has to seal off defenders, and he's so good at doing his work early in the post that just really worries me that they could get a pretty nice little two-game going there with Jones in the high post and Davis down low.
Iowa State's going to struggle to guard them regardless, just with the size and athleticism. And in the zone, it's hard to rebound as well. And Davis and Jones on the backboards, that'd be scary.
As a team, they crash really hard.
They do. It's a good rebounding team. It's a very solid team. Chris, they remind me of the old K-State teams under Frank Martin.
Okay.
Just rugged, big, physical.
Oh, bruisers.
Yeah, they get after it, and they've got a couple nice wins.
It sounds like you're describing the old Texas A&M teams under Mark Durst.
It's a very similar style, and Billy Kennedy's done a nice job rebuilding that team. They had a couple down years there for when Turgeon left and he took over. But they're
AC Law.
They are they're solid.
My dude.
They're solid. I don't think they're a Final Four contender. I don't think they're that good, but they're definitely a top 20 basketball team in America.
I wish we could eliminate the rhetoric of why this is a bad game for Iowa State right
all.
Now. I would much rather go on the road and take on a top five team with the way Iowa State is playing right now than say in November. Like, I think Iowa State has a much better chance to win this game right now than they did then. And I actually, I just look at it as a giant opportunity. I mean, you win this game, you get a top five non-conference road win. That's huge come March.
This win is much greater than a loss would be bad. I mean, if Iowa State loses, it has virtually no impact at all.
You may not even move in the polls.
You won't.
After beating Kansas.
You won't move in the polls, and it doesn't hurt their seed, really. It doesn't hurt the conference. It's kind of a see-what-you-got type of game. If you win, great. That's fantastic. It helps you. If you lose, shrug your shoulders.
So you guys are okay with the timing of it?
Well, I want to wait and kind of see. I want to watch Saturday's games and see. They did this purposely.
Well, they did it so Kentucky could play Kansas, but whatever. That's fine.
I'll watch
that game.
Yeah, but if you ask any of the suits in the Big 12, like, they wanted, like, the attention on the two leagues, like, and they thought that it would – maybe it will. We've got the Iowa-Maryland game on here at Benchwarmers, and I have seen multiple ads for the SEC Big 12 Challenge. We'll see. Kansas-Kentucky is due to get its pub. I don't know how much Iowa State – the fact that it's buried at 1 o'clock is a little disturbing to me.
They moved it to ESPN2, though, I believe, isn't it?
I'll check our little
ticker. It was on ESPNU, and they moved it, I thought.
I've got ESPN.
Or is it regular ESPN?
I have ESPN, according to my little deal.
Well, they will have it here at Benchwarmers. It doesn't matter what channel it's on.
Yeah, and we're also going to rig up, just so you guys know, the women's game.
That's
they're
on
the exact same time. 1 o'clock, right, Jared?
Yeah, they are.
So, come on, the ladies are going to bounce back, right?
Who we got?
Number 19, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Home?
Yep, home game.
Oh, man.
Come on, ladies, bounce back.
They need
back.
One.
I'm calling it right now. My girl, Shauna Johnson, she's going to bounce back. Big game from Shauna.
You know, I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that happened, but,
yes,
man, it's come to the point where, you know, we've talked so much about youth, we've talked so much about injuries and the inexperience and stuff with this team, but I would say that 8 games into the Big 12 play, it's come to the point now where somebody else has to step up. I mean, that's all there is to it. Shauna Johnson can't do this thing all on her own, because we saw last night when you expect her to do it all on her own, and she just isn't quite at that same level right now with whatever she did to her knee. It's going to be tough for them to win some games if nobody steps up, and that's going to come into play Saturday.
It seems like they've been in this position before in the last couple of years, where they're almost in a must win situation. Somehow, Bill Fenley finds a way to do it. This may be his toughest challenge yet, because the injury limitations. Jada Buckley is clearly not 100%. Their best player right now is hurt, and Shauna Johnson. They don't really have a physical post that can score. Burkhall's been good on offense, but she's not big enough yet to defend. I mean, they've got a lot of issues that they're dealing with. And if there's one man I want leading the way, is Bill Fenley, to try and figure this out. But he's got a stiff challenge ahead. And if they beat Oklahoma, I mean, that'd be a monster win on Saturday.
They're going to beat Oklahoma.
We'll cross our fingers.
Clones are going to win.
At the end of the day, it comes down to you got to be able to make shots.
Big game from Bridget on Saturday.
Okay.
She was good
there
yesterday.
You go.
My girl.
They need more than Carl.
At the end of the day, you got to make shots. They had one. Carlton was the only player, or no? Meredith Burkhall was the only player that shot better than 50% from the field.
I feel like
yesterday.
Burkhall's gotten a lot better.
She's gotten a lot better offensively, but man, she is like Brent said, she's behind on defense.
It's tough for her bigs though. Like,
I agree.
It just is. She probably shouldn't be playing that as much as she is.
No,
and she's going to be a lot better in March than she is right now.
Yeah, and she'll be a lot better in a couple of years.
Man, I mean, just think about Jared, like that Drake game.
Yeah.
They put her in for, like, what, 5 minutes, and she was lost. And where she's at now, I'd take it.
Brie Finstrom was doing the same thing.
I am a shameless shill for Iowa State women's basketball. They could lose 10 in a row, and I'm going to pick them to win the next.
Here's
I love that program.
Oh, I think they're going to find a way to do it. They always do.
They always do.
They have made every tournament since 2007, and that's an incredible streak if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it continues. But they've lost 3 in a row now.
4 in a row.
They got to get one of these. They got to get one of these soon.
I've been to so many Iowa State women's basketball games in the last 2 years, guys. I mean, I believe it. I want to believe so bad, but I've got to see it from somebody. From somebody else besides Shauna.
Big day Saturday for them. Bigger game for them than the men, honestly.
No question. So what we're going to do, though, we're going to rig up in the back a couple of TVs to Cyclones TV.
so we can have both games on and support the ladies as well.
That's going to be a party.
It will be a party. 1 o'clock right here at Benchwarmers.
Yeah, definitely. We got to thank John Sellers for coming out here to Benchwarmers. Got to thank Sean.
Johnny.
Back in the studio. We'll have the morning rush here on KXNO tomorrow morning starting at 7, right, Chris?
6.
Oh, it's 6. Sorry.
6 to 8.
A little bit earlier than I thought.
It's all good.
Thanks to Chris and Brent. I'm Jared. You've been listening to the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show live from Benchwarmers in Ankeny, presented by your dealer for life, Carl Chevrolet, on Des Moines Sports Station, 1460 KXNO.
This is 1460 KXNO Des Moines, an iHeartRadio station at